The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We welcome you to hour number two live right here on this Final Four Friday on the Early Line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. Two more hours to go up until 11 a.m. Eastern. We continue to preview both of our matchups tomorrow night in the Final Four on a Saturday in San Antonio. We looked at the first game, of which DRS and myself will be live for on Sports Grid's Bracket Central coverage, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern time. The All-SEC showdown between Florida and Auburn. We will start this second hour by looking at the nightcap, the final of two tomorrow night inside the Alamo Dome. The national championship favorites, that being the Duke Blue Devils, taking on the Houston Cougars. We'll have a Final Four pick six. We'll talk some of Final Four Friday at the women's NCAA tournament and a special interview to end out this second hour as well, with an eye on the NFL draft. Now fewer than 3 weeks remain until that opening round on a Thursday night in Green Bay, Wisconsin. DRS, plenty to get to here in this second hour.
No, there is. And also scheduling there for Saturday night's games. And, you know, if you made me commissioner, we're not starting game number one at 6:09 and game number two at 8:49. Yeah. It would be in the middle of the afternoon. The ratings would be exponentially higher. But again, the Ponzi scheme, that is the NCAA. They got to hide money somewhere and ruin the ratings just so people don't get angry at how much money they make. Now, tomorrow, here's what I do like about the Final Four, Ben. 6:09 start, and then the second game, 8:49 start. 2.5 hours built in there, you should get a pretty good start time. Outside of overtime, that game's going to tip right at 8:49, just the way they suggested. So I do appreciate that. From working college basketball games, usually 2 hours, 2:05, 2:10, yeah, maybe at the most on a normal basketball game. You might have an extra commercial or two built in, but that's the good part. You're not going to be waiting till 9:22 in this game to get tipped off like you would in the NCAA tournament, where it's a little bit closer and compact. So at least we get that with estimated starting times that are probably going to be correct.
Yes, let's hope so, DRS. It will be a fun-filled Saturday night. There is no doubt. That nightcap scheduled to tip around 8:49 p.m. Eastern time, live from San Antonio. It is Duke and Houston, the national championship favorites in the Blue Devils, who have been the national title favorites all season long. A 5.5-point favorite against Houston and a total at 136.5. DRS, 5.5-point spread in favor of Duke. Just how competitive do you think our second of two on a Final Four Saturday in San Antonio is going to be?
Really competitive. I do. And I do think Duke is the best overall team in the tournament. But this is a matchup there that's not like, okay, who's Duke going to play in the national championship game? This is one of those where you're not going to be surprised right off the bat. Houston takes a 15-5 lead. I'm being honest, because this is a scrappy team. The one thing that Duke can do better than anybody else, which you can't teach, Ben, it's length on the court, it's size on the court. Duke has that. And one thing Houston doesn't have in spades is size on the court. But they may get up for it in so many other ways. But the tough part about it is, like, what does Duke not do well on defense? Number one, an effective field goal percentage, which means they don't foul you. They defend the three-point line. 43.3% inside the arc. Why? Because you got to go over Twin Towers down low just to try to make a layup, and you better have that short-range jumper working. Having said that, Houston doesn't rely on, we need to make 3-point shots to win this basketball game. We do everything multifaceted, but Duke is the better team. But this is one of those games where I don't look at game number one for myself. You know me, I already like Florida. It's unquestionable. I'm going to bet that tomorrow. I'm still undecided on this game because you give me, depending on where this line ends up, let's just say it gets to 6 tomorrow. Love Houston with the 6, Ben. We're not getting unlimited possessions on both sides for a team in its home state in an aircraft or playing on an aircraft carrier in that dome down there. Look, I got to tell you, I'm feeling Houston a bit. I am.
And DRS, unlike our first game of the night, we brought this up, right? If you're backing Florida, you're probably laying 2.5 points because unless it is decided by just a single possession and an otherworldly thriller, which it could be tomorrow night in San Antonio to start, more than likely the team that wins the game is going to cover. That could be Auburn outright as the dog or Florida as an ever so slight favorite. I do think there is a chance that the team that wins outright in Duke does not cover as a 5.5 point favorite tomorrow against Houston. That is the type of game we could see. That is what the odds makers expect with that total of 136.5. In DRS, one of the reasons that total is the way it is, not just because Houston is the most efficient defense in college basketball, not just because on the other side, Duke is talented at every single level on the defensive end of the floor, but of course, based on the pace. Houston does not want to play fast. In fact, they are the fifth slowest team in college hoops, which works perfectly into what Duke wants you to do on the defensive end, entering the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. Duke's opposition, average possession length on the offensive side of the floor, 19.6 seconds. How long does do the Cougars normally take to set up their offense? 19.6 seconds. I think that advantage actually slightly favors Duke because it plays into their hand. That is the reason, DRS, this total is 136.5. So let me ask you, let's correlate that side and that over-under. If Houston stays within this number in covers as a 5.5 point underdog, what does that mean for our total of 136 and a hook?
I still like the under regardless of either team wins here. I know there usually is a correlation at this point. We've seen Houston play some higher scoring games in the tournament here, but also understand the stakes and the magnitude here. Neutral court, Final Four, all the press all week long. You haven't played all week, maybe come out a little bit rusty, maybe it's a little bit of nerves. Because understand this, like these kids are already used to playing in big-time environments. Like all their life, they've been superstar on the court, and everybody expects them to perform. But now you just take it up a level into the Final Four. And also, sometimes, Ben, it's stealing free points out here. And just take a look at Houston's offense. We told you that Duke doesn't foul. Well, Houston doesn't rely on the free throw line, which means then you're saying, well, Duke is ultra efficient on defense. You're not stealing points at the free 3-point line, and you're not shooting a ton of 3-point shots made. That makes it tougher to score. So even though Houston didn't wind up as one of the best teams in the country by happenstance, like, oh, we just play good defense and let it ride. Well, no, that's St. John's out here that'll fall apart on offense at any given time. Houston's offense is unbelievable. Top 10 in efficiency in the country. We're not talking about St. John's bricking 3-point shot after 3-point shot. But when you're looking to get easy buckets, as you pointed out, Ben, how do you usually beat a good team? Get out and run. If they're extremely tall, it means they might not be able to get down the court. But if Houston isn't just going to change its stripes in the national championship, Final Four, national championship game, they're going to play to what they know, which means we don't want to speed you up. Let's play to our level, which does favor Duke in a way at that point because it's going to make it even harder to score if you're not stealing easy buckets with 3-on-2 or 2-on-1 matchups as you head down court.
And this total opened at 134.5. It is slightly up, but still a rather minimal number for a college basketball game. Again, 70% of the money on the spread back in the Blue Devils laying 5.5 points. In fact, both of the favorites have a lot of money on them. Same with Florida in the opening matchup against Auburn. I guess in a tournament defined by its chalk and not so much its chaos, it would make sense to back the teams the odds makers expect to at least win outright. DRS, I think one of the biggest difference for the Cougs this year, as compared to the last 5 years in which Houston also at least reached the Sweet 16, is this Houston team is a much better three-point shooting team than we had seen in the past half decade for Kelvin Sampson's club. The previous 5 years, never inside the top 100 in college basketball. This year, the best three-point shooting team in the nation entering last weekend, still second best, slightly based on a percentage, dropping from 39.8% to 39.7%. The three-point shot is the great equalizer. And the Cougs don't need to take 45 like Alabama. They just need to be efficient against a Duke team that makes it very difficult defensively to find efficient or non-contested looks against them. That is one of the keys for this Houston team that last year, DRS, played Duke in the Sweet 16, was booked as an ever-so-slight favorite, even without Jamal Shedd or Terrence Arsenault or Joseph Tugler, those final two guys on this year's Houston team, and did falter in a game 54-51.
Yeah, and it also can be the great equalizer because, as we said, Football Dome Stadium, two games under their belt, Football Dome yep. Stadium on deck. Cryer, 41%. You also take a look there, what, Sharp, 41%, and also close to 45% yep. for Zahn. They shoot it, man. They shoot it.
Plenty more breakdowns for this game next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Let's dive even deeper into our nightcap on a Final Four Saturday in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. Duke and Houston. We have talked about the total. It is slightly up 136.5 on this Friday morning, but still a rather minimal number for a college basketball contest. DRS, as you said, you're expecting two unders tomorrow night in the opening game between Auburn mm-hmm. and Florida and in this second game, regardless of the result. Both defenses incredibly sound. Houston, the most efficient defense in college basketball. Duke does not make anything easy on that end of the floor. Houston, the best three-point shooting team in college hoops entering the second weekend of the Big Dance. Where they are lacking ever so slightly is that post presence. Now, Juwan Roberts is their dog, but he's not necessarily all that tall. Come on, Maluwach, one of the great rim defenders, the freshman for Duke, and Cooper Flagg can get it done on the defensive end of the floor as well.
Yes, and also you're taking a look at some of these players coming into the Final Four. The first time they're getting a look at this big stage here in that big arena, 85 to 90,000, yeah. which does sort of harm me if, you know, maybe the second half or even the championship game. It's like, okay, we won our game here. Sight lines are fine. Extra practice on Sunday. Shoot around again on Monday morning. We've been here a few days. Everything is going to be fine. Now, understand this. They don't just show up to the arena on a Saturday afternoon like, hey, it's the first look at it here. Oh, my goodness, we're playing in an hour and a half. They've been there all week long practicing and getting the flow down, which is going to help them. But again, when the bright lights come on, it's a little bit different with the atmosphere around them. So for myself, when I take a look at player props, again, not necessarily looking towards Cooper Flagg, who I think is going to have a very good performance, but these are still, again, elite defenses. You're not just going to get easy trips to the free throw line and easy dunks and three-point shots as it goes. However, we know Houston defends the three-point shot. They do. But Houston allows the three-point shot. So if you're collapsing and condensed down low and Cooper Flagg trying to get to the rim, I always find myself going to the guys that are known to knock down three-point shots. And Tyrese Proctor, yeah. one of the best in the country. His points prop, though, is listed at 12.5. So it's that thought process. why don't you just take three or four 3-point shots, because that's really his game at this point. But again, don't make it hard on yourself. If I tell you Houston is great on defense, but will let you shoot the 3-point shot, I'm not looking at a guy that's going to make most of his money from 15 feet in and banging down in the paint here. I want these guys at the 3-point line. So Proctor, for me, is probably going to be one of those guys that I'm looking forward to, along with maybe a Con Knipple, to knock down the open 3-point shot, because that's the shot that's going to be available versus Houston.
Yeah, DRS, it's such a great point as well. It is one of the reasons when you play these efficient defenses and you see the numbers. Ooh, Houston will allow you to take the three if you want it. Sure, but it's not so much if you want it offensively. It might be your last resort because you can't get any other good look, so you end up taking a contested three near the end of the shot clock. But it is a way that Duke can take advantage. Tyrese Proctor, 6 made threes in the round of 64 against Mount St. Mary's. 7 of 8 from three against Baylor in the round of 32. 13 total made triples in the opening weekend. Only 3 in the 2 games in the second weekend in Newark, New Jersey. We'll talk about Con Knipple in just a second. Also, one of the reasons that these points props might seem a little bit limited is because you have 2 elite defenses and a total of 136.5. But DRS, there is no doubt. When you start to break down a Duke basketball game, your focus goes to one spot above all else. That is Cooper Flagg, 18.5 points. His prop for the Final Four matchup against Houston on Saturday night.
Oh, it certainly does. And he does it all. It's not like, hey, you know, he doesn't shoot 3-point shots. He does everything well. He gets to the free throw line, converts at a high percentage, can shoot the 3-point shot. You know, it's going to be the focal point of that offense. It's just a matter of the fact of how you want to play this game. Because we talked about game number one, Ben, around 160. This game is around 135. So you're not going to get as many opportunities with 2 really good defenses. Again, it's just me sometimes where I say, do I want the highest tax bracket on the court, which would be Cooper Flagg, Jani Broom, Walter Clayton Jr., and again, LJ Cryer. I just look for secondary options in these big games, which would be so big. Just again, from that philosophy of you're coming into the game as a very good defense. You know you have to shut down the secondary players. Because trust me on this, you're not just going to get all 4 number one players from each one of these teams being the lead dog scorers. You are going to get surprises, which is what always happens in a non-7 game series. Like, wow, man, Knipple had 25 points here. Yeah, because they had a double team each and every time you threw the ball into the lower block to Cooper Flagg, and he was wide open for shots that Houston was willing to take, because I told you they will allow those 3-point shots. For me, he should have a good game. He always has a good game. But in a lower scoring game, you're expecting him to get 20. Yeah. As you pointed out, hey, 17, 9, and 6. It's a damn good game against Houston in a victory for Duke, but that doesn't cash you a ticket if you look at the prop bets. So for me, I'm probably going to stay away from the number ones on each one of these number ones.
Yeah, you're paying a premium, no doubt, on Cooper Flagg. The entire prop profile, if you will, 18.5 points for Flagg, 7.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists. Both the rebounding and assist number has over juice on the over, I should say. Cooper Flagg has only gone over 18.5 once so far in the NCAA tournament, the 30-point brilliant performance against Arizona. Con Knipple scored at least 20 in both of the games at The Rock in Newark in that second weekend of the NCAA tournament. 14.5 points is his prop. DRS, there are so many different guys that can get it done for Kelvin Sampson's Cougs. A lot of guys who have been in this program for a very long time. A lot of guys that saw their NCAA tournament run come to a close in the Sweet 16 last year against Duke. That includes LJ Cryer, Emmanuel Sharp, Juwan Roberts, but Joseph Tugler, Terrence Arsenault, and Milos Yuzon did not play Duke last year. Tugler and Arsenault injured in that game. Yuzon was playing for Oklahoma. His points prop 12.5. If you had to pick a guy for Houston, who might it be?
Yep. Yeah, it's Yuzon. It really is, because the ability to shoot the 3-point shot, make it with accuracy and volume. Because sometimes you say, hey, look, what do they do each game? Well, he shoots maybe 2 here, 2 here. As of late in the tournament, you saw the 2, but the game before that, 6 of 9. I need the guy with the ability, when he's making the 3-point shot, that goes, you know what? I'm not fine with 2 for 3. Let me ramp this up. That's probably my guy I'm looking for at that point, because I love the 3-point shot. And I might be contradicting myself with that. He loved the 3-point shot. You just told me they're playing in a huge arena at this point. Understand this again. Houston already had 2 looks in 2 games and multiple practices in a dome opportunity. Now coming back home to Houston in another dome, I think there's a slight advantage for Houston, maybe from the 3-point line. As you pointed out, Ben, they're elite from the 3-point line when they shoot it.
Milo's Hughes in. Two plus made threes, minus 120. You're not paying a huge premium just to get two made triples tomorrow night against Duke. A pick six for a Final Four weekend. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
A pick six for Final Four weekend in San Antonio and in Tampa, Florida, where the women's NCAA tournament resides for their Final Four Friday. That starts tonight as well. All chalk, all weekend long. Sure, there is a two seed in the women's big dance in Connecticut, but Gino Auriemma, Paige Beckers, AZ Fudd, they were expected to win their region. They have been the national championship favorites since the bracket was revealed for their field of 68. DRS, we start, though, by looking at the men's side. A Final Four weekend in San Antonio. And we start big picture. Come Monday night, who climbs the ladder to cut down the nets as a national champ?
It's the Duke Blue Devils. They've been the best team all year long. And you know what? I actually have a little bit different of an opinion here on Duke. If, let's just say, Cooper Flagg played all the way through the ACC tournament and into the tournament itself in March Madness. He said, well, why would you say that, Donnie? Because I actually think they got better when he actually went down. It was like, you know what? We're not just a one-man show where we just crumble because we just look at Cooper Flagg like, hey, do something with the basketball. We'll all watch. Like, he goes down, which could have devastated any team. Like, we don't even know if he's coming back for the tournament, let alone to win that game that he got injured, then knock out UNC, who thought that they weren't getting into the tournament unless they beat Duke, and they handled them, and then won the ACC championship game, then came into the tournament with question marks how healthy Flagg would be, and it turns out he's completely healthy, and they look absolutely sensational. So I'm going to stick it out with Duke. Do I want to bet them? Will I bet them right now at this price? No, I won't. But I can't just say, you know what? I don't think they're the best, and if they're the best, they got to win it.
Yeah, and Donnie, it's really hard to fault that kind of notion. Duke now enters this weekend a slight minus money favorite to win a national championship at minus 115. Again, before the year got started, a plus 950 price on the Blue Devils to win a national championship. The freshman talent expected has delivered. Cooper Flagg, Con Knipple, Kamon Maliwach in that starting five, but also guys like Isaiah Evans and Patrick Gunba off the bench. Mended with some of that veteran experience in Tyrese Proctor and a couple of transfers in Sion James and Mason Gillis, who will play in a second consecutive Final Four, was there last year with Purdue. Also keep an eye, DRS, Malik Brown could be back into the fold in a big way this weekend in the Final Four. He was also injured in that opening half of the ACC tournament quarterfinal against Georgia Tech. That could provide even more front court depth and balance for the Duke Blue Devils. My pick to start the NCAA tournament is still going to be my pick to win a national championship entering Final Four weekend. That is Florida. I've believed in the Gators as maybe the most dangerous team the final 2 months of the college basketball season. I still think Florida is incredibly dangerous. A favorite to beat Auburn. I expect them to do that. And then I think they can give more than likely Duke a challenge in that national championship game on Monday. Again, the Blue Devils would be about a 4.5-point favorite in that projected and hypothetical spread. I think it would be an instant classic on Monday night in San Antonio. So, Donnie, you go with Duke. I go with Florida. That will be my national championship game. Do you agree, by the way, that Florida will be playing Duke in that national title game on Monday?
Yeah, by the way, funny story, like here at the Sports Grid Network in our pool, Joe Friese, the producer, has me iced out with the Duke Blue Devils and the Florida Gators in the championship game, so I can't win that. But I'll tell you one funny thing that I did, which, again, sometimes I don't pay attention. I have another pool that I'm right in the mix for, and I checked yesterday, Ben, and I have Florida winning that championship, which I didn't pick, which means I just messed up and went through it really quickly and pushed Florida instead of Duke, but that actually could. Which, so now, technically, I am rooting for the Florida Gators in another pool now because I have a chance to win that, where in the Sports Grid one, I don't because I have the Duke Blue Devils because I fat-fingered it. So go figure. But, yes, all along I thought these two teams were going to get into the final and give us an epic final performance.
Joe Friese, correct me if I am mistaken. If Florida beats Duke, do I win the Sports Grid bracket? We're going to check on that just to confirm. I do believe I guarantee.
Let's wait and not talk until he gets back to us.
Yeah, okay. Ooh, that might be copyrighted, so we'll just wait on that. DRS, I do think that guarantees me at least top two.
Yeah.
Is Sports Grid doing a payout for the top two? We shall see. Florida needs to beat Houston for me to win.
Yeah, by the way, let me ask you a question. We can't talk about monetary figures because we play for fun here at the network, right? We don't play for any money. It's bragging rights all across. But is there bragging rights for the number two person or just the number one person?
Hold on a second. Why can't we talk about that? There's nobody under the age of 18 in the Sports Grid pool, is there?
Oh, yes, there is. Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, my God. Please. Oh, DRS is... Kid is there. Excuse me.
By the way,
delete that. Yep. I didn't say anything about money. It's for pride, only at the Sports Grid Network. Our Pick 6 continues next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For the pride of Final Four weekend, we continue here on this early line on a Final Four Friday. Our Pick 6 for what we will see this weekend in San Antonio. A doubleheader of Final Four matchups on Saturday night, a national championship game on Monday evening. DRS, you like Duke to win a national championship. I like Florida. I think we both expect that to be the national championship matchup. The Blue Devils taking on the Gators. If I like Florida to win a national championship, then my MOP is Walter Clayton Jr., just as it was before the big dance got underway. If you like the Blue Devils to win the NCAA tournament, there you see Walter Clayton Jr., by the way, a 4-1 number to win MOP. Florida's price is +310. I would not advise betting that, by the way. I just think that is the most likely outcome. I'll just take Florida at +310. I don't need 90 more cents of value so I can hone in on one individual, although a correlated thought nonetheless. Donnie, I assume the correlated thought continues for you as well if the Blue Devils are your national championship pick.
Same thing. I just spent hour number one saying there's no value on Cooper Flagg, but it is just a direct correlation where if I do think the Duke Blue Devils win, he's probably the best player. But at that price point, I won't be taking that. I'll be going down for a Tyrese Proctor, a Con Knipple, somebody that might be able to light it up from the three-point line. But it would be dumb for me to be like, hey, let me take Duke as the champion and then Walter Clayton to win the MOP at this point. See what I mean? Best player on the best team is usually what happens here. But just at that price point at +105, I won't be betting it personally, even though let's just say a 75% chance he wins that award. If Duke does cut down the nets, he's probably going to get it. But at 105, I won't be placing that wager personally myself.
Yeah, again, I don't think there is value on Cooper Flagg. I don't even think there's value on Walter Clayton Jr. Yeah. If you want to make the argument for best player on the team that ends up winning the title, having some value, maybe. Jani Broome at +850, $3 behind Auburn's price, the fourth and longest number of the Final Four to win a national championship at +550. But if we want to talk actual value, like a big plus money hit for something that could be a little bit random come Final Four weekend, again, MOP, Only these two games in San Antonio, not the entirety of the NCAA tournament. I do believe it is the secondary options. All right, DRS, a Final Four best bet. Where do you go for our two matchups tomorrow night inside the Alamo Dome?
Yeah, take a look at a Final Four best bet. Again, it's simple for me. I liked it all week. I'm not going to back out of it here. It's the Florida Gators at a -2.5-point price frame. Now, have I bet it yet? No. Am I hoping that it goes to 2? Maybe a little bit. But even if it goes to 3 or 3.5, I still like Florida to win this basketball game. It was a no-brainer. Do I think both of these games are going to be tremendous? And even once we get to the final, yes, we might be able to reevaluate some numbers. But just for tomorrow's Final Four games, the number that sticks out more than any total or any side, it's certainly going to be the Florida Gators at a -2.5 to advance, beat Auburn, and make it to the final. What I do think is going to be the Duke Blue Devils, but for me, I'm really confident in the Gators tomorrow.
Yeah, DRS, it feels like a really good number, a 2.5-point spread in favor of Florida. The Gators entered the NCAA tournament as the best high-major cover team in college basketball, 26-8 against the spread. They've only covered once in the Big Dance. It was that Sweet 16 rout of Maryland in the second half, despite only being up by a single bucket at the break. Florida has been a great cover team. We'll see if they do that here against the Tigers. DRS, I also agree, of course, that Florida, as my national champion, will be in that national championship game. And one of the reasons I had confidence in the Gators entering the Big Dance, not just Walter Clayton Jr., not just the exceptional guard play of Will Richard or Elijah Martin off the bench for Todd Golden, but the 6'11 Aussie that can do it all in Alex Condon. He hasn't so far in the NCAA tournament. The only game he has scored in double figures, the opener against Norfolk State, when he scored 12 points. He was also injured in the opening half against Maryland, an ankle injury that he was trying to work through to return in the second half. He did have had a couple of big defensive stops against the Terrapins to seal that game late. I'm not sure how healthy he was against Texas Tech. I know how healthy he needs to be if they are going to edge out Auburn tomorrow night in the Final Four. My Final Four best bet, and I am excited to actually bet this when I reach New Jersey tomorrow, Alex Condon over 10.5 points.
Yeah, and also, just as long as he's healthy, he should be just fine with that. It's an interesting bet on Condon because he does have some games where he gets into the 20s, but other games, which one of them I bet took like one shot from the field. He's that guy that has the opportunities early, the dunks, the putbacks, the alley-oops there, the cheap points here, and he does get to the free throw line. He just has to make his fair share of those free throw shots. But he's always, it's never a bad bet on Condon any one time he's around 10 points, because the one thing you know you'll get, Ben, his worst-case scenario, probably going to give you 6, which means there's always a chance for that game that he can get to the 10 points. Sometimes that's all you can ask for. Just give me a chance to be in the ballpark.
DRS, there's going to be a lot of three-point props I'm invested in that opening game tomorrow just to make one. Thomas Houck at -154.
Yes.
Slightly a hefty number, but if I can get one made three, I'll pay -154 to Todd Pettiford on the other side for Auburn, who has made at least 2 triples in all 4 games for the Tigers in the Big Dance.
Yeah.
It's -126 to hit 2 threes tomorrow night. All right, a special for Final Four weekend, a combination of bets, a couple of things that we can see there. DRS, what is your special for Final Four weekend in the NCAA tournament?
Kept it simple. If I'm looking for unders, we'll start with that first game, which does have a high total. And if you are expecting a lot of points here, hey, look, 70-plus points is doable. 75 is fine. Even take a look at going to around 80 points in this. How about this bet? Both teams, Auburn and Florida, to neither one of them, Ben, to score 85 or more points in the game tomorrow. I went with the under on that one in that wager. It's a -104 price. Could they get there? Absolutely. But I would not be surprised that we're staring at halftime 32-29, and away we go into the second half, which you would need a lot, which means maybe overtime or a crazy final 2 minutes where they put up 25 combined points to knock that down. And also, if we do end up with a 40-30 game at the break, which is a decently high-scoring game, technically you're still on pace for the under for both teams at 85 points. I just thought it was a good number. If I'm leaning towards the under, why not put a focus on this game here where one of these two teams probably going to enter into the 80s? Just keep it below 85 points. That's where I went at low juice.
DRS, I like that look. And again, a storyline will be at least early. Sightlines for these two teams in a big, big arena that is the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. You mentioned Houston last week playing inside Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. The Cougs basically had to play a road game in the Sweet 16 against Purdue in Indy. but played in a football stadium. The sight lines could be different from Indianapolis to San Antonio, but at least the Cougars get to return home to the Lone Star State. Not exactly San Antonio and Houston all that close, but still, at least they are back in the state of Texas. My Final Four special, Con Knipple to score the most points of the weekend. One aspect of looking at this, DRS, is needing Duke to play in both games. I think they get to the national championship. And although Cooper Flagg could still win most outstanding player, even if he is not Duke's leading scorer this weekend in San Antonio, Con Knipple has been sensational. At least 20 in both games in the East Regional out in Newark. 20 against Arizona. Leading scorer scoring 21 points against Alabama. And you have mentioned it. If the Cougs make things difficult for Cooper Flagg, who is that secondary option? Con Knipple. Literally Robin to Flagg's Batman, and he has thrived in that role all year long.
No, he certainly has, and that's always a good part to look at, those secondary options. Put it this way, of all those four seeds here, there's going to be a secondary option that's going to get at least 20-plus points in his game here in the Final Four, and that's what I'm looking forward to. You just have to focus on who's going to get the opportunities and who's going to get the chances to do that. And all we ask for this weekend, look me right in the face, referees, don't you dare try to steal the attention in this Final Four game by calling 2,000 Cooper Flagg, Knipple, or Uzan, whoever it is. Leave those guys alone. You want to call the first foul and say, you know what, you can't be doing that. Just don't have us robbed of great performances by great players because of ticky-tack fouls. That's all I'm asking for.
Allow them to play with physicality because we know all four teams are really stout on the defensive end of the floor, especially in the nightcap tomorrow in San Antonio between Duke and Houston. We round out our pick six by looking at Final Four Friday in the women's NCAA tournament. Who's cutting down the nets on Sunday? Who's that most outstanding player? Find out next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
We welcome you back to a Final Four Friday live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid. Final Four Saturday. Tomorrow night, of course, in San Antonio in the men's NCAA tournament. All four one seeds have reached the Final Four. Final Four Friday in the women's NCAA tournament. 3-1 seeds and a 2 seed, but still all chalk. Every team that was favored to win their portion of the bracket did in fact do that. And that 2 seed is only a 2 seed in number, not in name, not in performance, not in expectation. Because the Connecticut Huskies, that 2 seed led by Paige Beckers, AZ Fudd, and Sarah Strong, and coached by Gino Auriemma, are the national championship favorites, as they have been all big dance long. There are the numbers. UConn, a minus money favorite at minus 155. South Carolina hoping for their second consecutive national crown, their third in the last 4 seasons, plus 250. UCLA, the number one overall seed, plus 750, and Texas at a plus 850 price, the fourth and longest number. Final four matchups are this: UConn and UCLA in the nightcap. The Huskies are a 7.5-point favorite. Much like in the men's Final Four, an all-SEC affair in the opening game of Final Four Friday in Tampa, South Carolina, 4.5-point favorite against Texas. So, DRS, as we continue our pick six entering this Final Four weekend, who do you think wins a national championship in women's college basketball?
I went long shot, Texas Longhorns here. Give me the plus 850 price. But by the way, like, you know me, I like to be commissioner. If we're looking to improve the women's game and, like, up the tickets, the men's tournament won't be happy with this, nor the fans. Why aren't we playing on a Friday night in San Antonio, then a Saturday, then a Sunday, then a Monday, and having a giant weekend. Now, here's what the NCAA would do, which would upset people. In order to buy tickets for the men's tournament, you must also purchase tickets for the women's tournament in a 90,000-seat arena. So the NCAA does like to leave money on the table, Ben. I believe if they move it to the same arena and force people to buy tickets, it's more money in the pot for everybody. Why aren't we having one extravaganza in the same city all week long for championships?
Well, I think it's great for both events to have their own unique destinations. You have two economies that thrive because of it. And it's a marquee event for both sides, right? There is that comparison naturally, but you have two marquee events where the scheduling logistics do not become complicated in the same city. Donnie, I would think that the women's Final Four in the women's national championship game is your exact favorite event. We start tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern between Texas and South Carolina. And then on Sunday, national championship game, middle of the day, in the afternoon, when everybody is home, enjoying it around 3 p.m. Eastern time.
And by the way, you bring up great points here. So you start to sway me over to the women's game. Let's just understand this. Men's Final Four on a Friday night, epic ratings. A Sunday 3 o'clock tip for the men's national championship game would absolutely break records here. But again, as I say, Ben, there is a reason why they don't do it, is because they need to hide some of that money and not show the people, like, we make all this, because that's the only thing I can think of. I can't imagine. And again, anytime on Sunday before 5 o'clock, the ratings would, to me, Ben, double for that game that's Monday night after 9 o'clock. I don't have any idea why we don't do this. I really don't.
There is the allure of the primetime window, but I think on Sunday, especially in the afternoon, that's when everybody's kind of recuperating from the weekend, getting ready for the week ahead. They're at home. They're on their couch. They're trying to take in sports.
Yes.
I do agree. DRS, Texas, a 4.5-point dog tonight against South Carolina in Tampa. Of course, it was the Longhorns that ended the Gamecocks' 57-game SEC win streak when these two teams met in early February in Austin. They have already played three times this year. South Carolina victorious in two of the three in Columbia and by nearly 20 in the SEC tournament title game just a couple of weeks ago, but I expect this game to be close. And the Gamecocks struggled in the second weekend. They were tested by Duke. They were tested by Maryland, trailing in both of those fourth quarters late in regulation. DRS, my national championship pick is where it has been all year long. UCLA, plus 550 price way back in January when the Bruins were the only unbeaten team in college basketball, led by National Coach of the Year, and rightfully so, in Corey Close. I thought the number would be better if they could see this stage. Sadly, it is $2 even longer because they take on UConn. 7.5-point spread. I think Lauren Betts and the Bruins keep this game within the number. I know UConn has been dominant. They have won 14 consecutive games by at least 14 points. I still think UCLA keeps it close tonight.
By the way, you talk about, like, you know, these people like to get into the podcast game later on in life. Anytime a person named Lauren Betts wants to get into our community here, I mean, what a good DRS, Donnie Wrightside, Lauren Betts. That shows like a great show down there, man. That is a great name for getting into that, you know, business after you retire from basketball. I love it.
We'll see if Lauren Betts wants to get into media or in the world of sports betting. I think we're breaking a lot of rules and regulations today, talking about collegiate athletes and sports wagering. But hey, we'll wait for that a different time. Lauren Betts, one of the best bigs in college basketball. She will be key tonight for UCLA, because when you have to defend Paige Beckers on the other side, who has been on an absolute heater, it is very difficult to do. It is why Paige Beckers, DRS, and unsurprisingly so, for a Connecticut team that's a minus 155 favorite to cut down the nets, is a minus 150 favorite to win the most outstanding player of the women's Final Four. If UConn wins, Paige Beckers is winning it based on narrative and narrative alone. But the performances have been unreal. At least 22 points in the last three games for UConn. But if you think Texas wins, and I think UCLA gets the job done, then who are our MOPs for the Women's Final Four?
Madison Badlands Booker plus 900 BSS handling her business in the Final Four tonight and in the final on Sunday at a 9-1 price. You can't pass that up. The best player on the Texans women's team, Madison Booker. She's going to cut down the nets and get that MOP.
I've told you about Lauren Betts. Now, there's a lot to like about UCLA, one of their veteran leaders in Kiki Rice as well, who is probably going to have to defend
Kiki
Paige Bueckers come tonight. But I go with Lauren Betts at a 12-1 number and some value there for a plus 750 price for the UCLA Bruins. Get you ready for the NFL draft. Marcus Harper II joins the show next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
The 2025 NFL Draft, fewer than 3 weeks away at the end of this month in April. And we are very excited now on this Friday morning on the early line on Sports Grid to be joined by Oregon offensive lineman Marcus Harper II, joining us bright and early, even before 7 a.m. local time in Eugene, Oregon. Marcus, we appreciate the time as always, man. Excited to talk about your preparation and process getting ready for the NFL Draft.
Man, appreciate you guys having me on. And early morning does not disturb me at all, man. Not at all.
It is part of the work ethic that has made Marcus Harper II one of the best interior O-linemen in all of college football. I'm going to read some stats right now, and Marcus, get your reaction. In the 2024 college football season, 376 pass-blocking snaps, zero sacks allowed. 2023, 432 pass-blocking snaps, zero sacks allowed. 2022 campaign, 343 pass blocking snaps and zero sacks allowed. Do you know which stats this player belong, or these stats belong to which player in college football, Marcus?
That sounds like a resume built for Big Mark. That's all 3 years of his career, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. That is exactly the 3 years for Marcus Harper II as the starter along that offensive line for Oregon. So Marcus, tell us, what does it take in that mentality to make sure you are protecting the most prized possession in football, that being the quarterback?
Well, one, you got to take pride in what you do. I take a lot of pride in making sure that my quarterback is upright and making sure he can do it and fulfill his duty at the best of his to the best of his ability. Ever since I, you know, got inserted in the lineup 3 years ago, I told myself, like, man, I don't want to be, you know, a guy that's, you know, one hit wonder. I like doing my job at a high level, and I like winning. I like my quarterback throwing touchdowns. So if that resulted in me, you know, going 3 years and, you know, keeping him upright, no matter who's behind me, so be it. You know what I'm saying? And I take pride in making sure that that's a squeaky clean resume and continue doing my job at a high level.
I mean, that's it, man. Protecting the quarterback, the way to do it. But I want to get into the real important things. Back in the 1990s, when I was rummaging through Division III football, look good, play good, be clean out in the field. The Oregon Ducks, the cleanest uniforms in the history of sports. How do you have so many combinations in the swag? Must have been available out there with Nike.
Yeah, I feel like for me, it was all about making sure my drip was consistent. I've seen a lot of different things in Saturdays in the locker rooms, and I'm like, man, I can't do it. So I needed to make sure I had a consistent drip, something that worked for me. You know, it still fit into the mold of like what I would like to do, but it wasn't all the extra bands and everything. Nah, I gotta go play, dog. I'm not trying to third quarter. I'm not trying to go get Mason Graham, and I gotta deal with like a sweaty form band and then throw that off to the side, dog.
That's perfect.
So, Marcus, 3 years as a full-time starter along the interior of that O-line for Oregon, but you spent all 5 years of your collegiate career with the Ducks. That's a rarity in this new climate and new era of collegiate sports. What about Eugene kept you at Oregon the entire time you were playing college football?
Yeah, it was a family appeal, and honestly, I didn't find any other place in the country where I wanted to go and wanted to dominate. I knew I could set stone here in Oregon and do my thing. And like I said, I did that. So why go anywhere else?
Going into the NFL here, we know the preparation certainly is going to be tough. What have you learned on your journey to take that elevation to the next step for you here?
Yeah, just do everything. It's a job now. You know, everything beforehand was, you know, whatever you did before, just times it by 10. So I'm getting my trainers down here in Texas here soon, and we're going to, you know, work the script, and, you know, I'll be ready.
So you think of it very much as a job interview. For whatever NFL franchise is lucky enough to draft Marcus Harper II to have him anchor that O-line, what are they getting in Marcus Harper II, the football player and the person?
Yeah, confident, dominant. I'm going to do it at a high level, and I'm going to do it with a smile from time to time. That's just something I pride myself on. I'm going to do everything with confidence. And if I don't have the answers, I'm going to make sure I figure out someone who does have the answer that I'm looking for. And then on occasional off the field, I'm going to do it with a smile, too. Like, this is a child's game with a king's ransom. We work too hard to not enjoy ourselves and not have fun. You get a leader. You get someone who's going to hold himself to a higher standard than everyone else. And I'm going to do that through and through. So, I mean, you know, the best thing that you need in the offensive line room is a leader. And someone's going to, you know, dominate from first snap to last snap while he's out there on that field. So that's what Marcus Harper II is.
And you can see that personality off the field. Yes, sir. The host of the Big Mark Show. Marcus, when your long NFL playing career is done, if you want a spot at the Sports Grid Network, you talk to DRS or myself. We'll get
early
you on, my
risers.
Friend. I can guarantee that.
Early risers.
We appreciate the time here on this Friday. Best of luck as you get ready for the NFL draft, and have a great weekend. Hour number three on the early line comes way up next.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.